Welcome to the Fruit Factory. This is a ministry that is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. I am saying here true Israel because I mean the Israel of the Bible, not the synagogue of Satan, of those who pretend to be Jews and currently occupy the state that is known as Israel in this world. They do not qualify as true Israel. The Lord does not recognize them as his people. Actually, quite the opposite. He calls them the synagogue of Satan. And what does that mean? Worshippers of Satan. Students of Satan. Disciples of Satan. If you think I am making this up, then go and read Revelation, where the Lord Jesus Christ reveals this to us. He knew about them and he told us about them. So this ministry is not a call to them. Actually, we are going to be talking about them here quite a lot because I've received a lot of information about that, about the scum that is that nation. On the other hand, in this ministry, we are talking to true Israel, to Israel that is still scattered around the nations, which was the penalty that Israel had to pay for rejecting the Messiah and for disrespecting, blatantly disrespecting God, consistently prostituting themselves to other gods. And the sad part is that that has not really changed that much today. But we are going to walk on that. That's why I'm here. This ministry is here to be the sounding trumpet, the resounding trumpet of the Lord Jesus Christ to his people and to his church, that the time for harvest is at hand and he is coming back for a fruitful people. He is coming back for a spotless people. We are primarily a prophecy and teaching ministry helmed by him, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I am Elvira. I am the Lord's servant for this work. And I welcome you to this platform. We have a website that is our primary place of publication that you can access at thefruitfactory.co. I highly recommend going to the website because there is something very powerful that happens when you read the words that the Lord says and not just listen to them. We also have a podcast on different podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audible, and so forth. And we have a YouTube channel. All the links are in the description bar. So, the Fruit Factory is not targeted at people who desire to have the Lord as a side piece in their lives, but at those who are desperate and hungry for him and want him to be their priority. This is a ministry for people willing to pay the high price of consecration and sanctification in Christ and reap their rewards in eternity. So today's address is going to be about the cost of fruitfulness. Because we sit and we talk about bearing fruit. You will know them by the fruit. Test the spirit. You will know them by the fruit. We need to be bearing fruit and so forth and so on. And we have gotten wrapped up in the terminology that we throw around in churches. But do we understand what it actually costs to bear fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we learned that? Have we just understood the basic principle of that? I would argue that we have not. Not today's church. Absolutely not. And I have a paragraph for true Israel, particularly. The Lord has given me at least a dozen of prophecies for you all who think you will dance your way into the promised land on Beyoncé's Lemonade album or whatever new devil-worshipping, witchcraft-cursing song she has on the radio. You think you will dance your way into the promised land, smoking weed like Bob Marley and body rolling like Usher. You have been deceived. The Lord remains holy. He is pure. So all of your filth cannot enter his promised land. It cannot enter his holy nation. And this is what the Lord has to say about it. Thus says the Lord. You have been deceived by the witches, sorcerers, and warlocks you call leaders and role models who preach back to the roots and reconnecting with the ancestors as if they love you and as if they are rooting for the culture. But as soon as the cameras stop rolling or that they have ended the live stream, they are trading your souls for money and fame to Baphomet. I will read what the Lord said again. Thus says the Lord. You have been deceived by the witches, sorcerers, and warlocks you call leaders and role models who preach back to the roots and reconnecting with the ancestors as if they love you and are rooting for the culture. But as soon as the cameras stop rolling or they have ended the live stream, they are trading your souls for money and fame to Baphomet. All the prophecies that the Lord has given me on this matter and other matters concerning his people shall be published here in due time. The Lord is methodological about his work. He is very intentional and very specific. So I am going to release them exactly in the manner, in the tempo, in the rate that he ordains me to do it. I have been called to those who, whether still unbelieving, newly converted, or veterans in the faith, desire to be a new breed of humans on the earth, new wineskins, who almost nobody around them will understand because they have put on the goggles of Christ and they live by filtering everything through them. This sounds like a simple statement. It sounds like a simple thing to assume or to do, but it is not. I have been called to those who, whether still unbelieving, newly converted, or veterans in the faith, desire to be a new breed of humans on earth, new wineskins, who almost nobody around them will understand, because they have put on the goggles of Christ and live by filtering everything through them. This sounds like a simple statement, a simple thing to assume or to do, but it truly isn't. Galatians 2 verse 20 states, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I will not cut corners and sell you a sugary Christian doctrine, because nothing about life from 2024 moving forward is going to be sugary on this planet. Please know that Yah has no intent of sugarcoating anything in his fruit factory. Just read the name of this ministry again. Not a fruit from time to time, or some fruit if we get lucky, but the fruit factory. A factory is a place that manufactures a certain product at a large scale and in big quantities. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ is interested in. People who John 15 qualifies as fruitful branches that he will prune repeatedly so they can bear more and more and more fruit. This place is to build for himself an army of lucid, wise, and robust believers who desire to look at life the way he looks at it and can represent him and accomplish the impossible in this world through the power alive within us in the Holy Spirit. The Lord is tired of whiny, arrogant, weak, powerless, and unprepared believers. Add on top of that, a rebellious Israel who have made up an idol of a certain God in their hearts that they claim is him, but this God is absolutely nothing like him. Despite them having his eternal living word accessible to them, where his nature and personality is thoroughly documented and shows them exactly who he is. This self-imposed deception is only going to get worse in these last days. 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 to 4 states, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." When the 21st century church hears bearing fruit, they think about something that will feel good and will be peaceful love for humanity, or surface level good works that they can take a picture of and post on TikTok or whatever the new trendy social media platform is. But this is simply not true. The church is suffering from demonic conditioning and programming. 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 2 states, "The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars, whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron." And my friends, these hypocritical liars are the ones you look at in your pulpits. But here is the truth. The real bearing of fruit for the kingdom of God entails far more breaking and suffering than it does any feel-goodness at all. This is because bearing fruit requires death to self to be made alive in Christ, and death is never pleasant. Romans 6, verse 6 states, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Bearing fruit requires spiritual pruning, testing, and character molding by the Holy Spirit, none of which are pleasant experiences. It requires constant, consistent, and perpetual repentance and self-sacrifice, all of which are a trillion miles away from good feelings. If one cannot comprehend this basic truth, one will never bear any real fruit that will pass the test with fire. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13 says, "Their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work." Why does no one tell you this in your church? The fire is coming. The Lord is coming with his fire. When he tests all the years you have spent on this planet, will you stand the test? Will anything be left of you once his fire rushes and consumes you? Or will you be like a piece of paper that will just get burned to ashes? What will it be? If one is not willing to walk and live in this truth, then one will never bear any fruit for the Lord. And failure to bear fruit is setting oneself up for a rude awakening on the last day, when one will have to answer for what they did with the mandate that was upon their lives. Failure to bear fruit shuts the door of heaven in your face. Do not be deceived by false prophets and the wolves in sheep's clothing. The Lord himself, Jesus Christ, spoke it out of his mouth. When the Lord asks you what you did with the salvation that he purchased for you with his own life by shedding his blameless and pure blood for your sins, what will you answer him? Bearing fruit for the Lord means to make the conscious decision to forfeit your desires so you can pursue and accomplish his mandate for your life, which he predestined before you were sent to earth, in the completeness of his exclusive standards of holiness and righteousness. Bearing fruit has nothing to do with feeling good about ourselves or indulging in the cravings of our flesh disguised as God's blessings. In the carnal jargon of the spineless, spiritually blind, and immature modern church that is plagued by a religious spirit and the lukewarmness that is full of witchcraft and deceit, this church is a harlot married to the world, yet claiming to belong to Christ. The vast majority of this church has been obsessed with its self-interests, is selfish, stuck in a world that revolves around getting blessings, fame, money, good feelings, and claiming salvation whilst belonging to Satan, because they will not listen to their Lord. They will not sacrifice themselves for anything or anyone. This kind of attitude will not stand in these end times. Forget it. Please forgive the music in the background. Those are my neighbors. But I need to finish this audio, so I'm not going to stop here. Because the devil has been fighting this audio. The devil has been fighting me recording this. I've been trying to record this for 2 days. because he knows that he's getting exposed. He knows it. This has been spiritual warfare to get this message to you. Before even I launched this platform, spiritual warfare every day. The church is blind, deaf, obsessed with itself, a harlot, married to the world. They say they believe in a Jesus, but this Jesus does not exist. You believe in the Antichrist. You don't believe in Jesus Christ. Because if you believed in him, you would not do a tenth of the things you do. Supporting gay pride, supporting abortion. Are you out of your mind? The church is mad. The church has gone mad. Let me not talk about true Israel, Judah, in the United States, promoting a lifestyle of violence and death. Is this what the Savior, the Messiah, died for? He did not die for this. And he will prune his people. He will crush you. And if you do not stand the crushing, you will die. Most of the Lord Jesus' true personality has been ignored and erased from modern Christian doctrine, despite him having made sure to speak it out of his own mouth and made it very clear, portrayed it very clearly throughout scripture so that we may know him, his nature, his character, standards, and his ways. The Lord is coming back for a spotless church. He said so himself. And he will not lower his standards for anyone. Not for you, Israel. Not for you, harlots. You are more married to your phone than you are to your Lord. And you're singing every day, "Take us away to heaven." You are going nowhere. Nowhere. To the person who captures what I am saying right now, please open your heart to the Lord and claim that freedom from the systems and the oppression of the world to begin living for the Lord. I know you know that this world is evil. You know it. You may be blinded and deaf, but you know what your eyes are seeing. You still have eyes. And now you have the opportunity to do something else, to have something else, to become someone else, rooted in Christ. Because only those who have their roots as deep as possible, their roots tied up to the Word of God, tied up to the Messiah, tied up and one in spirit with the Holy Spirit, only those will withstand what is coming. And don't let this opportunity pass you by. You can make that decision right now. If that's not where you are right now with the Lord, you can decide to be that now. Don't ignore this. If you're listening to this, the Lord brought you here for a reason. I have been harassed spiritually for this message not to come out for a reason. Because the Satan, he knows that you will hear this and you will break free of his oppression and his afflictions and his manipulations and his deceit and his lies and his kingdom, his darkness. You will break free. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't do it. Don't listen to this and just go back to scrolling on Instagram. Don't listen to this and then just go back to having sex with your boyfriend out of marriage. Don't listen to this and go back to the person you're having an affair with. Don't listen to this and go back to playing that witch's music, Beyoncé. Don't listen to this and just go back to a satanic concert. Taylor Swift, who is a man, by the way, she is not a woman. And revelation about that is coming to this channel. It is coming to this platform. They will all be exposed. All of them. These people you worship. Your pastor that you worship. Your fake prophet that you worship. They will all be exposed. All of them. This may be the second post that I'm recording for this ministry. But I've been doing this for a long time. The Lord has been showing me these things for a long time. I've been praying for these lost people for a long time, interceding and fasting for them. And what did they do? They mocked my God. That's what they did. They mocked him. These are people who mock God that you worship and that you call yourself a Christian. They laugh at you. They laugh at our Lord. They laughed at Christ. They insult you. They insult me. They insult him. They blaspheme him morning to evening. They are so wicked. I don't have the words for it. They kill people. They eat flesh. They slice people into pieces. They do unimaginable things. And you sit there and you are beehive. Have you lost your mind? This is what the Lord is asking. Have you lost your mind? That in the same sentence, you will call yourself my child and then you will be beehive. Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? Yes, you have lost your mind. Because if you knew a thing about me, the Lord, you would know that I despise and I hate witchcraft. I despise and I hate people who take advantage of others. People who kill without even thinking about it. These are what your idols do. They serve Baphomet. They serve the queen of the coast. Why all the water everywhere all the time? Because they serve the queen of the coast. They serve Leviathan, who rules the marine kingdom. That's who they serve. They don't serve Jesus. And they put their demons in you. And you sit there and you clap for them. Most of them are men passing for women. But you look at them and you stop eating and you go and get BBLs to look like them when they are men. The Holy Spirit is so burning in me right now. He is angry. Angry. Furious. I was not expecting for this message to take this turn. But this is what the Lord has on his heart. Have you lost your mind? He's asking you. Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? Yes, you have lost your mind. You must have lost your mind because no one with a straight mind would be acting, would be living in a schizophrenic way where you worship devils and then you turn around and you call yourself a Christian. That is schizophrenia, says the Lord. You are schizophrenic and you must be delivered of that spirit. Do not be deceived. The church that Jesus Christ considers his church is in no way what we see filling up these huge buildings. The darkness found in believers today has sent shock waves of corrupt teaching, false prophets, and doctrines of devils to its heart. The darkness that is in believers has impregnated the church with rotten seed that can produce no fruit. We are supposed to be the cure of mankind, the salt of the world, Yahweh's lethal weapon to the kingdom of darkness, and the very bearers of his light Jesus Christ's ecclesia, his ruling cabinet on earth, his ride or die, his true church. This is fruitfulness. This is bearing fruit. And it will cost you. It will cost you your desires. It will cost you your life. It will cost you your friendships. It will cost you your families for some of you. Like it cost me mine. This work that I'm doing cost me so much. Following the Lord has cost me. It will cost you living by your standards, by your thoughts. It is time for us all to ask ourselves if we have been fruitful for the kingdom of God. It is time for continuous repentance and reconciliation with the Lord. It is time to set ourselves apart, to reject the things that our Lord rejects, and to embrace that which he embraces. Failure to do so qualifies us to be part of the group of whom the Lord says. Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So are you going to be that person that the Lord will tell this to? Oh Lord, I was in church every Sunday. Yes, but you're a pathological liar. Lord, I was in the choir. I sang all of these worship songs to you. Yes, but you spend your entire time bathing in satanic, profane worship that is secular music. Oh my Lord, I created this ministry for you. I was talking about you with people. Yes, but then you turned around and you had about 3 different affairs in the span of 4 months. Who are you deceiving? It is not God that you're deceiving. You're deceiving yourself. So my question to you now is, are you willing to pay the price? If you have listened until here, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to actually make it till the end? Or are you willing to die and go to a place where they drink lava for all eternity, the lake of fire? Is it there that you want to end up? If that's where you want to end up, then this place is not for you. You could have listened and you will go and you will leave and I say adios. But for those of you who are serious about this, for those of you who want the Lord and nothing else, who chase him, who will seek him, who will sit and wait upon him, who will tie themselves to him and say, Lord, if it means to die, it is here that I die. This is who the Lord is after. Again, you are welcome to visit thefruitfactory.co. There is a written version of what I have spoken here. I was actually reading from it, but majority part of what I said just came instinctively from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He has been so upset. The Lord is angry. He is furious at this spineless, fickle, profane, idolatrous church. You're making God look bad. and he's going to clean house. Please, if you think that this is a place where you want to stay, if you think that this process of becoming fruitful for the Lord, this process of dying to yourself, this process of being cleansed, pruned, purged of sin, of impurity, of all of the intoxication of the world, if you want to rid yourself of that and actually inherit the promise that the Lord made to those who love him, the promise that he made to his people, that we will have peace in the midst of turmoil. We will have abundance in the midst of shortage. We will have filled barns to overflow in the midst of hunger and famine. And because those times are coming, they are here already. You can see it on your TV. You can see it. The shortages have begun. The harsh weather conditions have begun. It is not global warming. It is the wrath of God. It is the judgment of the earth. You see it. The cyclones and the tsunamis. You see it. Do not be blind to it. The signs are here and they are stronger than they ever have been on earth. Aside from the very beginning, before the Lord destroyed everything with the flood, that is the time we are returning to. In the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, in those days, it would be like in the days of Noah. And we are in those days. Do we not see witchcraft out in the open, on TV, morning and evening? People calling themselves white witches. What is a white witch? You Christians buying crystals, sage. Who taught you that? It is not the Bible. It is not God. It is not Jesus Christ. He did not die for you to do such rubbish. Oh no, just be tolerant. People make their choices. I'm not saying go and hate on people because we are called to love them and to bring them to Christ. But I'm saying you cannot partake of the table of demons, of devils. Oh no, just she's talented. You are just jealous. Jealous of what? Jealous of the lava she will drink for eternity? Can I be jealous of that? Jealous of what? Of her fake body that she constructed in the laboratory? When she's not even a woman, she's a man. Which jealousy? Now in the word, in the mouth of Christians, you will call out evil and they will call you jealous. What is this spirit? What is this spirit? You will see false doctrine on the pulpit, call it out, and they will tell you that you are jealous of the man of God. What is this spirit? It is not the spirit of God. It is not the Holy Spirit. It is not the spirit of God. So go find out what this spirit is. People in church, women in church, walking around naked. I call it naked because it may well be. Posting their behinds on social media. Posting their breasts on social media. Walking around and claiming Jesus and then turning. Then 1 second you're claiming Jesus. The next second, you are talking about having anal sex. You are talking about going to this satanic concerts. They call it concerts, but it's actually rituals. The next second, you are all up on social media, showing your body to men, seeking attention of people. What has happened to you? The next second, you are in bed with a man you're not married with. The next second, you are with a man who is not your husband. giving him your number, calling him my, what was it again? My work husband. Was it that? Work husbands. My God, Jesus Christ, please have mercy on us, my Lord. I sit here now, Lord. I did not expect to do this, but I will repent before you, my Lord, for the disrespect. I repent. I stand in the gap right now, and I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Yahweh, I bend myself before you. I lay at your feet and I wail on behalf of your people that you will not turn your eyes away from them, away from us. The things we do, Lord, the things we say, the heinous things we do. And then we call ourselves your children. Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive your people, Father, for the sexual immorality, for the idolatry, for the witchcraft and the manipulation, for the lies. We lie. We spend our time lying. We lie on social media. We lie to our friends. We lie. We live double, triple, quadruple lives. Forgive us, Lord, for the bitterness that sits in our hearts, the jealousy, looking at people, envying them, and then making up posts to destroy them, creating rumors to destroy them. This happens in the church. What an abomination. Father, have mercy on us that we look at men and we worship them as if they were God. The profane worship, the devil worship, the idolatry, the harlotry, going from one God to the next. First, it is the God of money, for which we will sell our time, sell our bodies, sell our tongues, say anything that needs to be said to get money, do anything that needs to be done to get money. No integrity, no righteousness. The God of money, Mammon, we bow to him every day. I repent, Lord, I repent. On behalf of your people, Lord, I bend before you and I repent that we spend our entire lives putting other people, other things, useless things before you. We have put our marriages, our children before you. We spend more time trying to please husbands and wives than we spend trying to please you. We spend more time trying to be in good graces with our bosses than trying to be in a good positioning, right standing with you. I repent, Lord. I repent that we do not know you. We do not spend time in your word. We do not spend time in worship with you. We never spend time in fellowship. I repent for us that we misuse your name. We use your name in vain every day, calling ourselves followers of Christ, yet living lives that mirror that of devil worshippers. We are married to the world. We are married to our friendships. We do not want to be the uncool person. So we go to the party. We go to the club. We get drunk. We smoke the weed. We smoke the cigarette. We have the cocaine because we do not want to give up and to divorce the world. I repent, my Lord, that we will finish being in the club and twerking on men's laps and then come the next day and sit in your church with all that filth. I repent, Jesus. I repent for your people that we will abort children and call it healthcare. What an abomination. What an abomination. We will call murder. Murder. We call it healthcare. We call it my body, my choice. And your people are sitting in church and defending this foolishness. I repent. I repent for the bloodshed. I repent for the rebellion. Lord, I repent. I stand in the gap and I repent.
I repent on behalf of Israel. I repent on behalf of the church. I repent, Lord, for rejecting your statutes, for rejecting your commandments, for rejecting your instructions, for forfeiting the salvation you give us freely. But we spend our entire times, our entire lives crucifying you again and again and again with no repentance, no sense of feeling bad about what we did, because it is our right. We create an identity of you and we place that identity in our heart as the Lord that we serve. But no, it is not you, is it, Lord? It is not. And I repent. I repent for the idols of the heart, the idols of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. I repent that we would not even humble ourselves, not once, to come before you and have a conversation with you. To come before you and say, Lord, you know what? I really messed up when I cheated on my wife. I really messed up when I went with that guy I'm not married to. Lord, I repent for it today. And I promise, I ask and I beg that you help me, Lord, not to go back into that trap. Actually, I will delete his number. And I will ask all my friends not to give my number back to him. We are incapable of doing things like this. Yet we sit and we claim that we are your people. We live in generational sexual perversion. Yet we claim that we are your people. Lord, I repent of the violence, the anger that lives inside, always boiling in the stomach, the bitterness that sits at the core of our hearts, yet we call ourselves your people. Lord, I repent. I repent, my Father. And I plead the blood of Yeshua, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to cleanse us, your people, Lord, of all of this iniquity, of all of this sin, this filth, of the intoxication, sitting and defending men and women who spend their times eating children. We defend them. This type of filth in the heart, this type of filth in the spirit, this type of filth in the soul. I repent, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus that he will cleanse us of all of this iniquity. Cleanse us of the effects, the consequences, the repercussions, the afflictions that come with such an attitude, that it will cleanse us of the spirits, the demonic spirits that roam around, that we have accepted and that we have gotten married to. I repent, my Lord, and I beg you, Father, I beg you that you will have mercy. Mercy, 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 Lord, that you will have mercy and not throw us away, because that is what we deserve. But thank God for the blood of Jesus that gives us another chance. Father, please give us another chance. Lord, please cleanse us of this iniquity and set us up in your midst with your spirit. Bring us into your presence as we will commit to seek that presence, that you will open yourself up to us, that we may at last be free. And bear that fruit that we need to bear for you. It is a requirement. It is not an option. And many of us don't understand that bearing fruit is a requirement of the kingdom of God. It is not an option. Lord, it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the Creator of the universe, the Architect of the heavens and the earth, the Manager of all time, who always is, always was, and always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. It is in His name that I pray. Amen.